puzzle interview. When we talk of puzzle interview, a complex situation, when we talk of puzzle interview, this interview ideally is there so that you come up with effective ways and means to answer a particular question. Whenever there is a puzzle interview, what is the focus on? This was popularized by Microsoft in the 1990s. It is now used in other organizations. When we talk of it, the most common types of questions asked to the applicant are to solve puzzles or brain teasers. Why are manhole covers round? Or to solve unusual problems. How would you weigh an airplane without a scale? So asking you questions whereby you could ideally be shocked, asking you questions whereby ideally you may not have an answer at all, asking you questions whereby ideally you feel that what kind of a question am I being asked? Now, puzzle interviews are very often taken because they feel that they not only want to know what you can ideally answer, but how you answer, that means are you creative with your answers? Are you able to accept these kind of weird questions as far as puzzle interview is concerned? When we talk of puzzle interview, it is two-way exchange of information, okay? And when we talk of puzzle interview, what is most important? That ideally, you have to think immediately. You have to be spontaneous. You have to give an answer which is most effective. You ideally need to express your answers in a skillful manner, thereby not sounding surprised or shocked. But the brain teasers and riddles really tell your employer anything revealing about your intelligence is highly debatable. There might be some truth to it, but some researchers think that it is very unlikely the ability to solve a puzzle has anything to do with how good someone will be at doing their job. So thus, a puzzle interview is more to ideally gauge your, I would say to a great extent, your analytical skills, but also your ability to ideally think out of the box. It's called lateral thinking. Thinking out of the box, something unique, something different. When you talk ideally of puzzle interview, what is the focus on? So, we just discussed on this slide that it is more ideally when you talk of a puzzle interview, researchers think it is very unlikely that the ability to solve a puzzle has anything to do with how good someone will be doing at their job. So, I guess maybe it's just a thought process to see how skillful you are. But doesn't mean we can link it to you being extremely effective for your job. Why employers like to ask riddles during interview? The commonly held opinion by people who like to ask interview puzzles is that watching an interviewee solve a puzzle gives the employee a chance to see how an interviewee approaches problem solving. So it gives the employer a chance that, okay, he's focused, he's not looking stressed, he's trying to understand what it means. All those aspects. In any case, here is one such puzzle. Just try to get ready for it. Maybe asked to you in an interview. Now, you have a birthday cake and have exactly 3 cuts to cut it into 8 equal pieces. How do you do it? So let's assume this is the birthday cake. If I have to cut it only thrice to get 8 pieces. So first, if this is a cake, the moment I go one and another one, it's cut into 4 parts. So first I cut it into semicircle, then into 4 parts. That is 4. Now ideally what are they saying? 8 equal pieces. So what can be done? I take each piece, put it above the other. So there are 4 pieces. 1, 2, 3, and 4. When I put each one above the other, I cut for the third time and it's into 8 pieces. So what are we trying to understand here? That this is just to see your logic at that moment. It's just to see how puzzled you get. It's just to see, can you answer that question or are you lost. So a lot to do with how you approach this. That is why a puzzle is asked. So try figuring out about one out of on your own. As a hint, we will tell you that you have to think out of the box, which I just said, lateral thinking, to get the answer. There's definitely something unique that you will have to do in order to come up with the answer. You can read this. The correct answer is to cut the cake in quarters, 4 pieces, using 2 of the cuts, which we just discussed. One horizontally down the center of the cake and the other vertically down the center of the cake. This is the cake. 1 and 2. Right? First a semicircle and then 4 parts. This will leave you with 4 pieces or slices of the cake. Then you can take all 4 pieces and arrange them in a stack that is 4 pieces high. Finally, you just cut that stack of 4 pieces into half using your third and final cut, and you will end up with 8 pieces of the cake. You might think of this as a sort of a trick question, since moving the pieces is something out of the box. But somebody asking this question is probably looking for that kind of out of the box thinking. They have told you to ideally see to it that there are 8 pieces by cutting thrice. They have not told you you cannot move the pieces. That is your thought process, which you have to apply. That is why they're saying that it is thinking out of the box. That logic you have to use. The moment you've been told, don't do it in this manner, go ahead in this manner, apply these instructions, then you have to follow. In this case, they did not say that you do not have to move the pieces. Case interview. What does case interview actually do? A case interview is an interview form used mostly by management consulting firms and investment banks, in which the applicant is given a question, situation, problem or challenge and asked to resolve the question. Asked to resolve the situation. The case problem is often a business situation or a business case that the interviewer has worked on in real life. In recent years, companies in other sectors like design, architecture, marketing, advertising, finance and strategy have adopted a similar approach to interviewing candidates. Technology has transformed the case-based and technical interview process from a purely private in-person experience to an online exchange of job skills and endorsements. So, when you ideally talk of this kind of a situation, first is a case interview. It is basically introducing you to a problem. Now, when you talk of a problem, a business dilemma. Now, in this kind of a situation, you have to think of how you will resolve it under pressure, because you have limited time, you have limited facts, right? You need the business acumen, you need keen insight to resolve it, and appropriate interpersonal skills. There is rarely a right answer for it, because whether I agree or whether we agree to disagree to your approach or my approach, the approach can yet be feasible. So when you ideally talk of case interview, it is important because you are focusing on facts which may be convenient or suitable to you. You're defending probably impossible ideas too. So when you talk of case interview, it is more to see how or what are the ideas you come up with. Can you work under pressure and can you get an appropriate answer for it? Now, technology has transformed the case-based and technical interview process from a purely private in-person experience to an online exchange of job skills and endorsements. So technology, of course, to a great extent has been responsible when you talk of these interview processes, right? So how and what ideally needs to be done as far as technology is concerned? That you give any situation, instead of having it in person, you're talking of online exchange of job skills. These interviews demonstrate your ability to structure thinking, respond to complex or ambiguous problems, and reach sound conclusions with limited facts in short time. interviewers believe the best way they can access your problem solving skills is to discuss a typical business problem with you using a case study during your interview. So it's literally discussed. So you find it easy to handle it. Case interviews are broad, two-way discussions rather than one-way tests. And there is no perfect answer. You will be assessed more on how you go about dealing with the problem than how you will be as far as the specific answers you come up with. I guess the crux of this, when we finish this chapter today, it's more or less about how we handle situations, how we handle interviews. It's more to do with that. Because if you can handle an interview well, half your work is done. If you can handle a situation appropriately, half your problems are solved. So that's what they mean. As you work through the business case with your interviewer, you will also become better informed about the firm and the kind of problems they solve. Most candidates enjoy the cases and the business issues they raise, right? So it's a learning experience for you. Sometimes you will come up with such effective ideas, so you will also be able to unleash your potential in terms of thought process. Your approach to the case and the insights you reach will give you an opportunity to demonstrate your problem-solving abilities and help us get a sense of your potential. Practicing before a case interview. Practice at case study discussions is recommended, especially if you're inexperienced at interactive problem-solving discussions. All the more if you are not having the chance ever, then you should practice all the more and discuss the problems, handle it with that reassurance that okay, there will be some or the other solution to this. Handle it with confidence and attitude, a positive attitude that this will wind up in the next few days as a problem. Now we talk of panel interview. What do we mean by that? When an interview is taken by a group of people, panelists. When we talk of a panel interview, another type of job interview found throughout the professional and academic ranks is a panel interview. In this type of interview, the candidate is interviewed by a group of panelists representing the various stakeholders in the hiring process. That means people who are at top management. All of them have some or the other role to play and a very major role to play in the organization. Within this format, there are several approaches to conducting the interview. Examples include presentation format. What do we mean by presentation format? A general topic asked to make a presentation. That's why we say presentation format. I give you a general topic, you make a presentation. Then the panelists will decide. So for example, you have a presentation here based on sales related interviews. So ideally you will give a presentation on it being sales related as a presentation. The candidate is given a generic topic and asked to make a presentation to the panel. This is often used in academic or sales related interviews. Rule format. Each panelist is tasked with asking questions related to a specific role for the position. For example, one panelist may ask technical questions, another may ask management questions, and another may ask customer service related questions. So each one has specialized in his or her field and questions are asked to him or her. Skeet shoot format. The candidate is given questions from a series of panelists in rapid succession to test his or her ability to handle stress-filled situations. That means to handle stress. So questions are, you know, one after the other. You barely get 1 second and the next question is asked. And the questions ideally come from all the people in that cabin. They put forward to you. So directly from a technical question, you could get a customer service related question. So ideally, any question from anywhere, it may have a link or no link. It is to see how you have eye contact with one and all. How are you answering when questions are put forward to you? Are you effective with your way of communication or does your confidence get shaken? panel interview. The benefits of panel approach to interviewing include time savings over serial interviewing, right? You have a group of panelists. That means a group basically taking your interview. More focused interviews, as there's often less time spent building rapport with small talk. And apples to apples, I mean comparison, because each stakeholder, interviewer, panelist gets to hear the answers to the same questions. What do I mean by here when we say apples to apples? Someone asking you a question based on management will get to know an answer, but the person who's also focusing on customer related queries, or someone who's asking you a question on emotional intelligence or emotional quotient, he or she also gets to hear your views on management as a skill. So ideally, you get all the questions put forward to you. The people who take your interview are from all walks of life, people with varied mindset, heterogeneous mindset, that means people with varied mindset. Each one has specialized in some particular field. Stress interview. We now focus on stress interview. When we talk of stress interviews, they're still in common use. One type of stress interview is where the employer uses a succession of interviewers, one at a time or en masse, whose mission is to intimidate the candidate and keep him or her off balance. The ostensible purpose of this interview is to find out how the candidate handles stress. Stress interviews might involve testing an applicant's behavior in a busy environment, questions about handling work overload, dealing with multiple projects and handling conflicts are typical. Maybe you're finding it difficult to deal with the people in your organization. Maybe you're finding it difficult to deal with the inner conflict. Probably you're getting intimidated by someone who's just joined in. How are you going to deal with an interview? You have an interview tomorrow. How are you going to deal with that interview? Or probably while an interview is going on, or you have a person telling you very directly, I don't think you've given an appropriate interview. So it's all the more adding to your stress. How at that juncture do you express through your body language or through words that ideally you've put in your best and you put in 100% effort to give this interview? So are you able to handle that effectively or not? Types of interviews. Stress interviews are used by employees to put candidates under intense pressure to find out how they perform. One type of stress interview involves an employer organizing a succession of interviewers, either one at a time or all together, who intimidate the candidate, putting them under great pressure when answering questions. So probably when you've just finished a question, when you've just finished answering, they give you another question. When you're expressing your views, the facial expressions make you feel that they're not really content with what you've been, told. So a lot of aspects. The main purpose of this type of an interview is to find out how a candidate handles stress. Stress interview questions often involve how a candidate handles off-target schedules, how they deal with multidisciplinary projects, and how good they are at handling sudden workplace conflagration. How do you deal with issues at your workplace which erupt all of a sudden? How do you deal with co-workers who suddenly plan something devious against you? How do you deal with role conflict wherein ego plays a very important role? How do you deal with deadlines, which is ideally very often the most crucial aspect as far as work is concerned? So you're constantly under stress. Do you have the skill to overcome that stress? How do you handle it? When it's a stress interview, questions in relation to all these aspects which we put forward just now. Another type of stress interview may involve a single interviewer who behaves in an uninterested, hostile manner. The facial expressions, as I said, say it all. For example, the interviewer may not make eye contact, roll his eyes, or sigh at the candidate's answers. So as if you're so bored, like, look, you seem least interesting to me. Okay? Interrupt, turn their back, take phone calls during the interview or ask questions in a demeaning or challenging style. So you feel your strength is that you can manage people, Oh, you think so? Really? So that's being sarcastic, right? The goal is to assess how the interviewee handles pressure or to purposely evoke emotional responses. Very important. The key to success for the candidate is to remain unemotional during the process. So remain unemotional. You know what makes an opposite person behave in a certain manner? Your responses. If you do not express any responses or emotional expressions, the opposite person will cease to react. So that's what you need to do. Telephone video interview. Telephone interviews take place if a recruiter wishes to reduce the number of prospective candidates before deciding on a shortlist for face-to-face interviews. They also take place if a job applicant is a significant distance away from the premises of the hiring company, such as abroad or another state or province. So more to do with distance when you talk of telephonic interview. Video interviews are a modern variation of telephone interviews. Prospective candidates are asked preset questions using computer software. Then their immediate responses are recorded. The responses are then viewed and evaluated by recruiters to form a shortlist of suitable candidates for face-to-face interviews. So I guess with technology, it's recorded. So they can see it at their convenience and then decide who are the candidates we will call for face-to-face interview. This saves time. Of course, what you need to know when it's telephonic interview, especially if it's audio video, then it can be seen. If it's only video, then you can be heard. So pauses should be appropriate. Clarity should be appropriate. Being concise or to the point should be appropriate. Should not be eating or drinking water. Not even chewing gum probably while you're having to speak. So you've got to look into certain aspects. Telephone or video interview, phone interviews. Do's. Prepare for the interview by compiling a list of your strengths and weaknesses, which we've just discussed sometime back in the previous slides. Accomplishments and answers to typical questions as you would do for a face-to-face interview. Have your resume in front of you to refer to when speaking about your work experience. But there should be no noises of the pages when you have your resume in front of you. Like when you move a page, that noise should not come. Ideally, you should do it discreetly in a manner which is very, very absolutely not audible. Let's put it in that manner. Have your resume in front of you. You can answer queries with confidence. Have a pen and paper available to make notes and use them when you respond. Be in a quiet place alone. Turn off the radio, television, and any other background noise that might be distracting. Take a moment to think about the question and then respond slowly and clearly. Smile during the phone interview to project a positive tone in your voice and in your image. They may not see your face, but they can hear it. Hi, how are you doing? So a little clarity, a little bit of smile as compared to hi, yes. So that sounds very cold. You have to be approachable. Send a thank you note after the phone interview to reiterate your interest in the position. Follow up, they say, should be done. Don'ts. Do not smoke, eat chewing gum or candy during the interview. Very important. Even though you cannot be seen, it irritates the interviewer. Ramble. Make sure your answers are direct and to the point. Do not digress. Interrupt the interviewer when he or she is speaking. Do not interrupt the interviewer when he or she is speaking. Let them finish, then take a breather and respond. Do not provide too much information. Keep your answers short and concise, which means to the point, right? However, make sure to fully answer the questions. Whatever is asked, please answer. Badmouth former employees. Even if they ask, why have you left your previous job? Do not disclose any information which may sound negative on your part, whereby you become critical of your boss or your colleagues. On the other hand, show how fruitful your employment was with them. What did you learn there? What all you learned there, put it forward. Even if you wish to share something, do not. We would advise you do not, because don't get critical of anybody when you are going for an interview. When you've been Now, what are the indicators of a successful interview? When you have been for an interview, you'll probably have an idea whether you think it went well or not. Sometimes you might be too hung up on what you said wrong to remember all the things you said well. Although there was no way of knowing at this stage whether you are actually on the shortlist for the job, there are a number of indicators that show that this might be the case. At times you may recall only what you said wrong rather than everything else which you said correct. Or at times you may just feel that I don't know how the interview went, I'll wait. So it can be ideally both ways. The following 10 indicators are hopeful signs that you're getting thumbs up. If you have been asked to return for a second interview, then you can take this as a positive indication that you're impressed, you have impressed them this time round. That means second time, if you are asked to come, that means the first interview went decent or above average. Have you been asked to confirm your references, right? Your previous employees, any references, right? If so, this is a positive sign as they would be very unlikely to ask you for references unless they're going to check them out. That means somewhere they've taken an interest in your profile. They ideally want more information of you in terms of what you did there with the intention of offering you the job. Always provide relevant, constructive references. People who will ideally see you progress. They don't mind giving you a reference when you leave their job, and have them with you at the interview. Can you take a few minutes to meet other people in the office team? This is a very hopeful indication of success. Yes, when will you be introduced to others? When it seems that you probably have been selected, probably. The manager would not risk introducing you to his colleagues if he didn't think you were suitable for the job. So somewhere he feels you suit so far. Be careful though, as he will probably ask a team if they think you are suitable in the later discussions. How long before you could start? If the potential employer asks how long it will be before you would be available to start, then this is a positive sign as he's already thinking in terms of when you could start work. Your salary expectations. If an employer is seriously considering you, he will want to know what you are expecting to earn. It is often good to counteract this question by asking your potential employer, what is your standard rate? Yes, this is the best way to put it forward. Then take it from there. Because you may ask for something, but they will say this is against company policies. We start with this. Have the answer to this question clearly thought out before the interview. So, indicators of a successful interview. Try to read the human resource representative. Pay close attention to the representative from the company's human resource department. Is she or he appearing happy and impressed, or looking bored and restless? Have you created that kind of a hype once you gave that interview? Did they feel you appropriate? Have you got any questions? If the interviewer seems happy and enthusiastic about answering your questions, then this is a good indicator that they want to sell the company to you. If, however, they feel the interview has not gone well, then they may be brusque and brief with their answers. So, a lot to do with the way they talk, the way they respond, the way they interact with you. Length of your interview. Typically, the interviewer will have allocated a general time scale for each interview. And if you find him wrapping up the interview before, then this is not a good sign. Alternatively, if your interview goes over the average time length, then this is normally a good indicator that you're seriously being considered, because it means that somewhere there's flow in terms of conversation, there's enough interaction, the person taking your interview as well as the applicant both seem quite interested in knowing other aspects. Body language speaks louder than words. There are normally many nonverbal indicators of what the interviewer is thinking. Watch for note taking, eye contact, head nods, or amount of questions asked. Consequently, if the interviewer doesn't take any notes, avoids eye contact, asks very vague, unspecific questions, or starts looking at his watch, these are not good signs. Yes, the moment you avoid eye contact, vague questions are asked, look in some other direction, doesn't really bother, then ideally we need to understand that is the person interested or not. Okay? How would you fit into the team? The manager will undoubtedly be wondering how would you fit into the team if he's seriously considering you. So if he asks questions about how would you cope in his specific team situation or starts describing the mechanisms of the team to you, this can be a positive sign. So he wants to know and he wants to tell you that this is what it is, this is your work, and what do they expect from you. So giving you indications and hints. While all the above indicators can mean you have impressed the employer, it is impossible to know if you have definitely got the job from them, as you never know who is going to walk in the door after you, who may change the interviewer's mind. Very important. We cannot take it for granted that it is going to be me or us. I need to be cautious. I need to be well prepared. And I also need to accept the fact that there may be somebody else who can come next. So summary, a job interview typically precedes the hiring decision and is used to evaluate candidates. The interview is usually preceded by the evaluation of submitted resumes or CVs from interested candidates, then selecting a small number of candidates for interviews. Potential job interview opportunities also include networking sites, we discuss this, and career fairs. The job interview is considered one of the most useful tools for evaluating potential employees. It demands significant resources from employers, yet has been demonstrated notoriously unreliable. We discussed that ideally a job interview is not sufficient enough. Okay, and when you talk of an interview, it allows a candidate to look into the corporate culture and the demands of his job. It has various theories, constructs. We spoke of job relevant interview content, questions which are specific to the job, interviewee performance, that means ideally applicant's behavior and the characteristics. What is the link? A typical job interview has a single candidate, right? Between one or three persons representing the company, right? A larger interview panel will have specialized human resource worker. It'll be a team, a pool of people. In recent years, it has become increasingly common for employers to request job applicants who are successfully shortlisted to deliver one or more presentations. So, presentations are a way of how you conduct yourself. It could include personality traits, the skills, abilities, knowledge, all of it, depending on what the presentation is. One way to think about the interview process is as a three separate related phase. We've discussed this, I'm not repeating. The pre-interview, interview, and post-interview. Then we talk of, ideally, when you talk of interviews, it is conducted in other than just question-answer mode, right? The different types of interviews allow employers to judge the candidates with more confidence on candidates' various mental level and thereby reduce chances of inaccurate decisions. So at various levels, a candidate is skills, abilities, and thought process is judged. To quote a few stress interviews, behavioral interview, situational interview puzzle, right? Case interview, panel interview, telephone and video interviews. When you've been for an interview, you will probably have an idea whether you think it went well or not. Sometimes you might be too hung up on what you said wrong and you will overlook all what you said correct. When you talk of an interview, there's no surety whether you get in or you've got in or not till you get a confirmation from them. So the self-assessment questions, describe three phases of job interview, which one is the most critical, why? Write a short note on theories and constructs of job interviews. Why do interviewers utilize behavioral interview techniques for recruiting marketing personnel? So a lot to do with the behavior. What is a stress interview? When do employees deploy it? Very important. Have you to wait for your interview result? How can you guess it earlier, right? Based on what you've answered, you could probably guess it earlier. We have completed chapter 13. Thank you.